For 1 week every spring, the nation's attention focuses on Louisville for a unique event, the Kentucky Derby. Derby Week 104 was no exception. Jefferson County Judge Mitch McConnell's broadcast message to out-of-towners jested about Derby fever.
I know all of you are here for the finest horse race in the world. But you know, we have a great balloon race and a great steamboat race, too. We're working on the legislature to allow betting on them, so we can take your money by land, sea, and air.
In the air, pilot Gary Lewis won the balloon race by dropping his sack of bluegrass 5 inches from the target.
Everybody else was staying fairly low, and they got a little bit to the right. And I stayed high, and at the last minute, about the last half mile out, I thought I was too far left. And as I came down, the winds were going to the left, so I came down very fast to avoid the winds. And then once I got down close to the ground, I really put the heat on it to level it off and dropped it back.
On land, Dwayne Gaston won the mini-marathon foot race from Iroquois Park to the riverfront Belvedere. He also won last year.
I think I ran a little smarter this year, you know, because last year was so hot, too. And I went out really early in the park and tried to stay in contention early, you know. And I kind of sort of fried up on the way up here to the Belvedere, you know. It was really hot. And this year I ran a little smarter. I took off a little slower, you know, and I tried to pace myself. I think that's the secret, you know, pace yourself.
Gaston outpaced over 2,100 competitors for a finish 15 seconds short of the record. Over on the Ohio River, the Great Steamboat Race.
The Delta Queen wins!
The Delta Queen, victorious for the 8th time in 15 years, keeper of the Golden Antlers for the 2nd straight year. Loser, Belle of Louisville board chairman, Clyde Glass.
We've consulted our judges, and the judges have indicated that it was a photo finish. But, and I don't think anybody can deny that, but we came in 2nd.
The Pegasus Parade, and thousands line Broadway Street in downtown Louisville to see marching bands, floats, cyclists, clowns, and Foster Brooks.
Having been selected as the Grand Marshal of this Pegasus Parade, it's quite an honor, and it's wonderful to be here and see so many folks out, especially in this bad weather. I do appreciate it very, very much.
I'm on top of the shoulders!
You sure are. Can you see things pretty good from up there?
Yeah.
What's the best part of the parade so far? The drums?
Yeah!
Why do you like them? Why do you like the drums?
Because it's nice!
Here comes some ladies.
What are you looking for in the parade? You like the clowns or something else?
The ladies.
Why do you like the ladies?
I don't know.
Aren't you a little young?
No.
On Derby Day, 130,000 jam Churchill Downs for the Run for the Roses. Affirmed, wins in 2 minutes, 1 1/5 seconds. And Kaywood Ledford calls it as the future Triple Crown winner made his move.
On the hit-in now, it is Affirmed taking over on the outside. Affirmed is going for the lead, and it is Believe It that's hooking him right now outside of him. And those two are head and head as they come out of the corner and head for home, and Alidar is moving up behind them. Quarter of a mile to run as they come to us. And that is Affirmed with a lead. Believe It is trying to keep up in 2nd place, and Alidar now has charged to 3rd on the extreme outside. Darby Creek Road is 4th. It is Affirmed that is the leader. We've got Believe It 2nd. Alidar is trying to catch them both, but Affirmed looks awfully strong, a 16th to go, and he's got it. He's got his Kentucky Derby. It is Affirmed that's going to win it all. Alidar to 2nd. Affirmed wins it by a length and a half. Alidar is 2nd. And we get Believe It in there 3rd. Darby Creek Road got 4th. Then Aesop's Foibles. Then Sensitive Prince. Then we get Dr. Valeri. Then we get Hoist the Silver. Then we get Chief of Dixieland, Raymond Earl. And Special Honor brings up the rear.
And the winning jockey was Steve Cawthon.
It's a tremendous feeling. I didn't realize how good it feels until after the race, but it's something else.
Another something else was the record $10.3 million wagered on all 10 Derby races. In September, Louisville played host to a celebrated son, world heavyweight boxing champ Muhammad Ali, fresh from his defeat of Leon Spinks, greeted thousands of hometown supporters.
Wherever I go, I tell them, I'm from Louisville. So I want y'all to know that we in Louisville are the greatest of all time.
In tribute to the champ, the city renamed Walnut Street and Michigan Drive, a 5-mile inner-city thoroughfare, as Muhammad Ali Boulevard. In 1978, the people of Kentucky and southern Indiana gave a record amount of money to the 25th annual WHAS Crusade for Children.
Okay, boys, pour it in.
We managed to scrape together from the town of Sellersburg and the good people in our end of Clark County $13,662.72.
From the Catholic Archdiocese of Louisville. The total for 1978 is $67,010.07.
This is Chief Hum from the Oklahoma Fire Department.
The grand total is $34,015.
Waiting for the grand total from PRP, everyone is holding his breath.
Okay, we have a grand total of $53,433.74.
We had an anniversary at GE this year also, 100 years. So we decided that we were going to give cash, $100 bills. The grand total is $60,000.
This is from Elizabethtown Fire Department with a new record contribution from them amounting to
$10,095.92.
Jim Walton just turned on that sixth or seventh digit that reads 1,000,000.
Other people over in New Albany that contributed to the New Albany substation, and they gave us an all-time new record. It is in excess of $49,130.49.
I want to take one last look at the tote board. $1,179,340.
The WHAS Crusade for Children gave a total of $1.2 million to 92 agencies serving handicapped kids in Kentucky and southern Indiana. 1978 in Review was produced and directed by Jerry Leitzel. Material for the program was gathered by the staff of WHAS Radio News. I'm Mark Watkins.